That's right. Good morning, guys.
Top of the morning.
That's right. Hi. Good morning,
Kevin. Rambam, Rosh Tevis, Rabbis, Maifsai, Be'eretz Mitzrayim.
Gevaldik.
Siposhe Gashmir, Sigit Brochus.
Yup.
That's why there's so many young Lubavitcher millionaires.
You know what? Could be.
That's Rambam.
But Shmuley, we don't need the Shalai Lishma. And we're not young.
Those ideas, Shefa from Brochus.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning,
guys. It's working? Gavalik. Baruch Hashem. Boy, this is good. With the other minute. People should have
Yashikaya for the Nigunim yesterday. It was amazing.
Thank you.
Okay. Geschmack.
All right. Good morning. With the help of Hashem, we are starting Sefer Yad HaChazaka, Sefer Mado, and the Rambam, who always introduces a sefer by quoting a pasuk either from the Bim or from Ksuvim, chooses this pasuk to open up the entire Yad HaChazak. Says the Rambam, pasuk in Tehillim, Meshoich Chazdecha L'Yoidecha. We are asking of God, extend your kindness to those who know you, and Vitzit Koscha, and your righteousness L'Yishrei Lev, to the upright of heart. When the Rebbe Maharash made a siyum on the Rambam, he pointed out the following. Just like in Shas, the first Mishnah begins with an open mem, me'emosai. And the Shas, Bavli, right, Nida, ends with the words, Hashem yivarech asami bashaloim, amem susuma. So the Rambam, who we just concluded, concludes the Rambam with the words, kamayim layom achasim, take, the beginning of the first Pedik begins with the words, yisoyt ha-yisoytis. But he introduced this pasuk, mishoy chazdecha, in order for the opening of the Rambam and the closing of the Rambam to mirror. Mempsucha Memsasuma. Mempsucha Memsasuma Mayim is Torah. And there's the revealed part of the Torah that the Rambam explicitly speaks about. And Kiyodua, our Shita, which is the Emes, that the Rambam learned the Pnimiyas HaTorah, and he was Meramis in his Sefer, many Inyanim that come from Pnimiyas HaTorah. And the Rebbe adds to that something Gavaldik, that as we will open up the first Perek, Yesoid ha-yesoidus va'amud ha-chochmas is leida, to know that there is a matzoy rishoin, and the Rambam in the first Perek writes that knowing God is something beyond human grasp. We cannot know God. Well, if the yesoid ha-yesoidus va'amud ha-chochmas is leida, what do we do with the fact that we can't? So the Rebbe says, Gavaldik, just like the Rambam writes explicitly concerning Moshe Rabbeinu, that he wanted to know that which is unknowable, but God gifted that knowledge to him, that when we make our effort by learning the beginning of the Rambam, which is really Pnimiyas HaTorah, what is called the Maisa Merkava, then we're going to go into Maisa Bereishis. So when we make our effort to know that which we could, then Hashem gifts to us more knowledge. And look at the word, Mishoy Chazdecha, the pshat is that God extends his chesed to those who know him. The Rebbe says, Gavaldik, it's more than that. That what's God's kindness? That God extends das, that God gives yoidecha. That is Hashem's kindness. That when we make our effort, then God gives us more das for us to have the yisoydas amodachas. Beautiful. And here the Rambam writes Sefer Hamado, as we learned yesterday, that for who Sefer Rishon Hilchos of Chamesh. Guys, don't forget again. There's two halachas. There is the halacha that's under the sefer, over the perek. And then you have the halachas ketanas. Not to confuse one with the other. Hilchos of Chamesh was El Siduran, Hilchos Yisoy the Atoira, Hilchos Deya, Silchos Tamo Toira, and Hilchos Avedis Zorah V'chukas Hagoyim. And the final in the series, in the Sefer, is Hilchos Tshuva. Hilchos Yisoy the Atoira, says Rambam, Yesh Bechlon, Eser Mitzvahs, Sheish Mitzvahs Asei, Ba'arba Mitzvahs Loisaseh, Vuzeo Pratim. Aleph, Leida, Shiei, Shom, Eloka. To know, and as Chassidus emphasizes, there is Emunah. For Emunah, you can't command. In other words, who's the commander? God is the commander. So if there's a commandment, you already know the commander. But that's knowing God on the level of Amunah. You believe that there is a God. Then there is a mitzvah, now that you believe in God, to know God to the greatest and to the most of your ability. The idea of Chabad, to use your Chachma, Bina, and Das to grasp to the greatest extent. Beis, Shelo Yala B'machshava Shiyesham Eloka Acher Zulasi Hashem. Gimel, a separate mitzvah, which is liyachadoi, the big machloikis rishonim. What is yichud Hashem? We're going to learn the pshat on the Rambam, even though when we spoke, when we learned the mitzvahs, we spoke at the Tzavach Tzedek's understanding in the yichud Hashem of the Rambam, that it's mamash like it is in Chassidus, that there's nothing else other than God. But we're going to learn a more pshat level when we learn the Rambam today. Dalid lo ahavoi, hey, liyira mimenu, to be in awe of God. Vav lekadesh shemoi, zayin shaloi lechalol eshemoi. Means not to test God. This doesn't go to the prophet. And Ubir Komitzvah Elo Baprakam Elo, starting with Peter Krishoin. And really, this is Beikir coming from Masechtas Chagiga, the Maisa Merkava, followed by the Maisa Bereishis. We're going to be learning in this chapter both about the mitzvah of knowing God and the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, beginning with Aleph. The first of this Perek has 12 halachis ketanis, starting with halacha Aleph. Says Rambam, Yisoid ha-yisoidis va'amud ha-chachmas. And as the Rebbe points out, that ki yodua, that this is the Rashi Tevus of Yud Kei Vav Kei. So the Rambam is merames that he's also drawing from the inner part of the Torah, and the, actually there are various statements in halachas that the only source you have in the Torah Shabbal Peh is in Mishnas Rab Shimon, which is what we call the Zohar. But the Rebbe writes more details about that. And Bekitzin, that we know that Shem Havaya has two parts. There is the Shem Yutkei and then the Shem Vavkei, then the Stodois and the Niglois, and each one, each part has the Mashpi and the Mekabel. So the Yud and the Hey, the first Yud and the Hey are still on the hidden level. Since they are still on the hidden level, so the hay, which becomes Hayesoidos, is still equal to the word Yesoid. See, the word Yesoidos and Yesoidos is the Zelbavart. Masha'enkin and the Niglois, that which becomes revealed once you begin from the Hamshacha, from the Vav, then when it finally manifests down here, then it becomes something that we can grasp, which is Chachmas, which is something that we begin climbing the ladder to the highest of the 10 spheres, the way the Alter Rebbe writes the highest, which is Chachma. Once we have Chachma, then when we're Zeicha, we go from there even to greater. And what is the Yisoid? HaYisoid is V'amud HaChachmas Leida, to know Sheyei Shom Matzui Rishon, that there is a primary being, and V'hu Mamzi Kol Nimtzo. And Chevra, listen, to appreciate this, that ever points out that if the Rambam would have written V'hu Himtzi, Himtzi is past tense, that God in the past brought everything into existence, that's exactly the way it's not. Katanamam is also is writing the word Mamsi. Mamsi is Lashon Oiva. Write the first Perek of Shana Yichud Ve'emunah. That's a Yesoid of Chassidus. That creation is an ongoing process, and in every rega Hashem is recreating. That's the meaning of Mamsi. Now another Nukud. We have what we know in Chassidus called Mamalei and Soiviv. So there's the level of godliness that's more, relatively more knowable, and then there's the level of godliness that is beyond our knowledge altogether. So the Rambam begins with Matzoy Rishoyin, Matzoy Yeshayach on the level of Mamalei Kolam. So that beginning with that, and we're going from the lowest level, we're going higher. Now, whole hanam tzayim meshumayim ba'aretz u'masha b'neyem lo'y nimtzu ela ma'amita simotzei. The Rebbe explains, amita simotzei refers to atzmus. That is the koyach only of the essence of God to create the yesh miyayim. So b'kitzo, what do we have in very general terms? We have a level of God that's called the motzei, and we have a level of godliness that's called enoy motzei. Not Einoi Matzoi, God forbid that he doesn't exist. No, it's beyond, you can't call it an existence. You can't call it a being. And the Rambam begins by telling us that there is both. There is both the level of godliness that's called a being, and there's a level of God that's called the Einoi Matzoi. He's greater than being. You can't define him at all. How do you know that there is this? Ve'im yala ladash hu eino matzoi, taichus chasidus. If you would think that shu'u eino matzoi, the ignorant shot is, if you would think that God doesn't exist, of course not. No one would even think that God doesn't exist. Question is, how do you know that there's a level of Soiviv Kol Alman, or even of greater? How do you know that? In other words, with Seichel Anushi, you know that there is the Goyim called God, the great architect. You see the architecture, there must be an architect. But that's limiting God to being the creator. That is the level of Matzui. But really, we know that God is even greater. Says the Rambam, if you would think Shuhu Eino Matzoi, that he's only Eino Matzoi, that he's only this greater being, Ein Dovar Achri Yachali Matzoi, then where does, and the words of Kabbalah is that the real infinity of God is expressed not only in God's Koyach of Ligvul, but if God would only be infinite, then you're limiting God. The Koyach of God is that he can both manifest in infinity and infinity. So there's both levels. There is Matzoi Rishon, and if you would think, again, that he's only Eino Matzoi, then where does existence come from? Even the lowest levels of the world, which is existence, is also an expression of godliness. He has a koyach of light, he has a koyach of concealment, and they're both equally divine powers. Now, the Rambam here continues to make a point that look at the essential difference between our existence and God's existence. We are dependent beings. We are dependent beings. That means if there would be no God, we would not be. If there would be no world, God would be the same God. God's existence, right, is called the Metzias Atzmis. And our existence is a dependent being, and that essentially makes us different. So, even if we would not exist at all, God would be the same existence. Be the same God. God does not depend at all on that which he creates. The other way around is true. The other way around means is that we are constantly dependent on God. And going back to the Baal Shem Tov, which is really a medrash, that God is creating the world every instant. God has to make us be again every moment. But okay, and how do you define emes? Emes means something that never changes, something that really is. But no other being or thing has a truth like God's truth. Why? Because our truth is not true. Favashmuli, we depend on God. We're not truly existing. We exist because God is making us exist. God's existence is not greater when there is a world. It's not lessened when there is no world. It's the same thing. And that's the pashat shot of Einoin Mulvadoi. Einoin Mulvadoi can sound like that when we appear to exist, a person can think it's all an illusion. And the Rambam says, no, our existence is emes. Bereishis bara Elokim. And therefore, Torah mitzvahs is emes. Ay, it says, Einoin Mulvadoi. But our existence is not an illusion. In other words, even though that the only amitis mitzias is God, but our existence, which is dependent on God, is an existence. And therefore, as we're going to go from here, our whole avoid is meaningful. Now, halacha hey, hamatzi hazem. That's the words that Rambam will continue using. Because really, the level of Einoi Matzoi is something that we can't know directly. We can have Yedias HaShlil. Yedias Chiyuvis is in the level of godliness, what we call Mamal Kolama, when we call God a Matzoi. HaMatzoi Yazeh Hu Elokei Olam. And Adoin Kol Ha'aretz. For Hu Amanei Kagalgal B'Koyach She'ein Loketz V'Tachlis. So quickly introducing the concept of Galgalam that we will learn a bit today. We're going to learn a lot more when we learn Kiddush HaChodesh, is that Torah places the earth in the center of it all, not only in concept, because we are the tachlos of the creation, but even, begashmis, we are in the center of the entire universe, which is awesome beyond our imagination. And around the world, when you leave the atmosphere, there are many layers to the atmosphere. So there's something that the Torah calls a galgal, which is what you can refer to as the open space, which isn't a vacuum. It's something not like anything we know. And in that galgal completely surrounds the world. And in every galgal, planets are stuck. So when the galgal moves, it moves the planet with it. And as we will learn, there are many ways of counting the galgal. But generally, we categorize all of the galgalim into eight. In the first seven, you have what we call the Shiva Koich Veleches, as we'll learn. And then everything else is in the eighth. And there is this conceptual ninth galgal in which there are no mazolis, no stars, no planets, but we project everything into the ninth galgal. And we'll speak more about these very ruchnizdika concepts, these are Kabbalah concepts of projecting something milmata into the infinity above. And this ninth galgal is turning and it affects the movement of everything in it. even though all of the Galgalim underneath it have their own independent movements. So the Rambam is writing that this God isn't just an existence that is creating every moment, but he is the manik, he is the master, right? And he is moving the Galgal. It never slows down. When you see something moving, you know something is moving it. Imagine if you would see this phone pick itself up and move in a perfect movement. Even though if that would happen now, even though you wouldn't see the hand, you would know there was something moving. So the Galgal, the Galgal is moving, and it's moving in a way that it doesn't get diminished. The So who is the Mesavev? Who Baruch Hu, God Almighty, is the one that's causing everything to move. Now, Halacha Vav is very important. Halacha Vav is important because there are two ways of learning Pshat and Halacha Vav. When the Rambam writes, V'yidiyas Dovazeh Mitzvah Saseh, Shenemen Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, what is V'yidiyas Dovazeh referring to? So many people understand that V'yidiyas Dovazeh goes back to Halacha Aleph. Yisoyed HaYisoyed V'amodakach. And on that, everyone asked the question, how can you make it into a mitzvah? If you don't believe in it, then who is the commander who's commanding you to have the mitzvah? That's the known question, and there's emunah and there's yidiyah. Just know the pshat of learning the Rambam is that Halacha Vav goes in Halacha Hey. Halacha Aleph is not a mitzvah. The Rambam didn't begin by saying mitzvah. He told you a fact that Yisoyit HaYisoyit Zamud HaChachmas is to know that there's a Matzor Rishon. Then he spoke about the level of God that's called Matzor. There's a higher level of godliness that's called Enoi Matzor. All of that exists. Then he writes that a person can believe in the Matzor Rishon, but they won't believe that this Matzor Rishon is the master of the world. What we call Hashgacha Pratis. That is everything that's moving, God is making it move. That's something else. And that maybe Halacha Vav can also just go to Halacha, that knowing that Hashem is the God of the world, he's the master of the world, of this Aretz Gashmi, he's moving the Galgalim. Hashem is involved in it. That is the mitzvah, as it says on Eich Hashem Elokev. And v'chalamal al dati she'yeshem alaha eloka acher chutz mizeh oiver b'loises ha'shenem ar liyeh l'cha elokim acherim al ponai or lihim acherim al ponai. And denying in this makes the person not just denying in a detail, which is also serious, every detail, every letter. But this is considered the koifer be'ikr. This is considered someone who's denying the fundamental principle of all faith. Hakol doesn't only mean the existence of God, but in hashgacha pratis. These are the words that Hashem is the adoin kol ha'aretz. And he's the manik. Elokazeh. Now we continue. And l'chu'ura, now we are continuing to learn about Yichud Hashem. And again, there are many ways of understanding Pshat. And the Rambam will read it to the best of our ability, literally, simple. That Elokazeh Echadu. It's one. Ve'ein lo shnayim, nor yoyser al shnayim. But the Rambam wants to emphasize that the oneness of God is not the type of oneness that we know of. It's a whole different type of oneness. Ela echad she'ein ki yichudoi echad minu achodim anam tzoyim ba'olam. It suppresses, it's greater than any type of unity that's found in the whole world. Loi echad kamin. You know, there is one in a general category. It's not a category of one, which a category by default means that there are details in the category. A klal has an etratim. Shukoy l'achodim harbi. And he's certainly not like a body, which by default, the way we know a body is a thing that's divided into many parts. They work in unison, but they're divided. Something that's dividable or divisible. Shunechlak l'machlokis v'liksovois. No, that's not pshat echad. Elo yichud she'ein yichud achar komoyu bo'olam. Echad means something that's unified. We don't know what it is, but we should know what it's not. It's not the oneness that we know of. Now, ilu hayo eloi kois harbei, if there would be many gods, and all equal, then the only thing that would make them separated one from the other, if things are similar in concept, then the only thing that can separate them are physical bodies and limits. So they would have to have them, the gods would have to be bodily or be invested in a body. Entities that are mamish the same in concept can only be separated only through the circumstances associated with body and form. These are big statements that it can take a lot of people a lot of time to fully yichap, but we have to move right it. That's a fact. Now, ve'ilu hoyahayis. So therefore, for there to be many gods, if God is the same concept, then they would have to be embodied. And it can be that God is embodied. And God has no body at all. Ve'ilu hoyahayis go for gviya. Body by default means something. Thing has a beginning, has an end. Then God would have a kates v'tachlis. Because she'ef sheliyas guf she'en like kates. And v'chol she'yesh l'guf ha'kates v'tachlis. If there is an end to the body, then yesh l'koich ha'kates v'soy. V'elikenu. Baruch shumai. Hoyel v'koich ha'en l'kates. And v'enoi poisek. Sharei ha'galgol. Again, the proof is in nature. See how the galgol is constantly moving, never becoming diminished in its speed. Ein koich ha'koich ha'guf. And v'hoyel v'en ha'guf. So l'yeru lo'im ha'oirois ha'guf ha'is. Kidei she'yeh nechlek v'niflek mi'achet. And lefikach e efshar sheyeh ela echad. And all of this, not only knowing the fact that Hashem is one in the most unified way, but the raya that the Rambam brings, all of that, the diyas davar zeh, knowing the proof, is part of the positive commandment. That's very important. B'chal, the Rambam and halachas brings milsa b'loy tama. The Rambam holds, not like the Rosh, that knowing the halacha without knowing the shakel of atariyah doesn't diminish your knowledge of Torah Shebal Peh. But when it comes to the mitzvahs of Achdus Hashem, since we're speaking about Das, not Emunah, Das means to know it. Know means to prove it. So here you have to have the Raya. And all of that is part of the positive commandment and the source of the mitzvahs of Yichud Hashem, Eish Shenemar, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Just going quickly to the concept of Milsa B'Taima, Milsa B'Loi Taima. I forgot to say that one of the reasons why the Rambam also begins the Sefer by giving the Rosh Yeshivas Yud Kei Vav Kei is because we know a lot in Chassidus that there's a big difference between Shem Havaya and Shem Elokim. Halacha, Havaya imoy v'halacha kumoysa. Elokim a'elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. And dafka, because the Rambam is speaking, halacha is b'loy tama, pure Ratzon Hashem, that's the gilui of Shem Havaya. Unlike the prior parts of Torah Shebal Peh, be'ikar de Gemara, it comes from Shem Elokim, which is why it's closer to us, which is why some people initially will appreciate that more. But again, coming back over here the Rambam is going to bring Milsa B'taima, because the mitzvah is to know. Now, after bringing logical proof, interesting to say that now that I'm bringing scriptural proof regarding the fact that Hashem has no body. According to Pasuk in Rosh Hanan, that ki Hashem elikechem hu elikim ashmai mimah v'alores mitachas. Now, v'haguf lo yiyah v'shnei mekoymois. So even when he brings a scriptural proof, he's bringing dafka concepts that we can understand logically. And v'nevar anach ha-pasuk in Rosh Hanan, ki lo yiyah isim kol temuna. Now he's quoting a pasuk from Nevi'im, from Yeshaya. It says, v'el mi siddad nuni the Eshver, to whom can you liken me? To whom I can be equal? Now, if Hashem would have been embodied, then we would be able to compare, right? Now, in or you have ksuvim be'etzma elikim, you have yad Hashem, eini Hashem, osni Hashem, and many other v'chayetz v'devarim evil question mark. Hashem has no body. So the answer that Rambam gives is Dibra Treira Koloshin Bnei Yodom. Hakoil Lefi Datam Shol Bnei Yodom Hu. She'enu Makirim. We only know that which is embodied. And therefore, in order for us to be able to relate what Hashem is trying to convey, the Dibra Treira Koloshin Bnei Yodom. No, if something happens in the world, obviously everything is happening through God, that if a person would have done it, for that he would have used his hands, or for that he would have used his ears. So since we want to say that God is the one that affected it, we use that it was done through Yad Hashem, Ozne Hashem. And only there are only Kinuyim. Shenemar, and another Raya. The Rambam is bringing a Raya where it's obvious it can't be literally a Pasuk in Hazino, where it says, Im Shanoisi Berak Harbi, I will wet my lightning sword. Yeah, God has a sword. V'chicherev Yeshloi, U'bacherev Uhoidek, Ela Moshoil, V'hakoil Moshoil.
Where's the
Kinuyim? Kini means something that's not exact. It's only like a metaphor. Okay. Kabbalah doesn't accept this approach, even Al Pi Nigla, because a mikra yotzei b'dei pshuta. There's only one pasuk in the whole Torah, the quiz, who remembers? That's yotzei b'dei pshuta. What Gemara says.
Here where it says, mashal v'ato mashal.
Yes.
How far does that go? Because
that's the whole point.
At the end, he also says the same
thing. Very good. So Dabra is pointing out that Rambam at the end also speaks about all the miracles that the Rambam says doesn't need to be part of Yemos HaMashiach, you have a mashal, where do you draw the line? Just an all pi kabbalah and everything is exact. And it's not a stina. On the pshat level, some things can be a mashal. And the deeper you go in understanding of the Torah, the more things have to be precise. Let's go back. No, that's exact. That was exact. No, it's there. It's for them not to make a mistake. But here we're saying that when God doesn't have a sword. So that l'chayda is literal, to be taken literally. Because they were describing a measurement for a baby. He was a crib. But Surah's Bashamayim, the Gemara, one second. When the Gemara says that there's Guzma, Losh and Guzma, but Surah's Bashamayim, maybe the Gemara there, it's in Saito also, right? Speaks about the crib of Oik. Ein Tachasayim is a whole other topic, which is, okay, let's go back. Very good. Yeah, here we go. Hey, Nikri Yetzim, Midei Pshuta, I love it, huh? Hashem was clothed in snow white. Another prophet sees Hashem, what he appeared to be. It's God is waging battle, and it was bloodied. He was red. So was it white or was it red? And furthermore, Moshe Rabbeinu Atzmai, and as a youngster, all of them, when you put them all together, that's the conclusion. At all, there is no image, there's no form. All of them are expressions that Nevi'im expressed what they saw. But the emes of God, no human mind can know, can have bina. And that's the point that Rebbe makes with Moshe Chazachol Yerdecha. Like, how come the Rambam writes Yisoida, Yisoida Sleida, when he writes over here that Amitas Datoi cannot be made? The answer is that when we make our effort, God gifts us more Das, and then we do know. On your own, you can't get there. Now, Yud Ma'u should be Kishmai Shirabena. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu request to know God? Pashas kisis. It says, exactly, that's the point. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know. He wanted to know God enough for him to be able to internalize God. Just like when I know you and I see your face and I can have your face engraved in my mind. That's the way Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know God. Should be nefredes belibay mishar anemtzayim at sheyeda amitas himotzei kasheri. And God's number one, God told him v'hishiva Hakadosh Baruch Hu, exactly what the Rambam is reiterating over here. She'ein koyach v'dasa adam achay shehu mechumer miguf hanefesh. While we are in the neshama beguf, we can't have the level of lahasik amitas davar ze al buriyoy. However, nevertheless, God did grant him more knowledge. There's a paradox. The Rambam is making it clear. It's not that he knew God, so to say, from Hashem's face, but there was something that he knew, kaviyachol, from, like, when you look at the mushroom, you look at some of them, even from behind, you see how they're formed. You see what they look like. You can identify them amongst other people. God gifted that to Moshe. In other words, we have a responsibility to know to the greatest of our ability. And we should know, sarusa de losate, sarusa de laila. Not only will we have greater emuna, we're going to have greater yediyah. Halacha yudalo, the key mention is butter. Now that we clarify, both from Araya Sichli and from Sukkim and Nach, from Tanach, she'ein gufu gviyam. Therefore, next logical consequence is yisbarer shelo ye'er lo echad mimo'edes ha'gufos, which is, for example, lo chibur v'lo pirut. There's going to be no connection nor separation. Lo yimakayim, no mida. There is neither place nor measure. Lo yaliya v'lo yerida. There's no ascent. There's no descent. Where's Rabbi Mo? V'lo yamin v'lo yismoil. There's no right. There's no left. V'lo yipanim v'lo yachad. V'lo yeshiva v'lo yamida. Ve'enoi matzoi bezman. God is not even found in zman. For you to say, like, when did God begin? God is beyond time. There's no beginning, there's no end, there's no numbers of years. The Einai Mishtan, and therefore there was no change. How many Maimorim do we have in Anea violation? That's like us. You say, the Einai Mavis Velechayim, Kechaya Hagufachai. And therefore, you can't say that there's foolishness or there's wisdom. God created wisdom. He's not wisdom. And the Kachom Chachamim. Ein la my law. Lo yeshiva. Lo yamida. Lo yoyrev. Lo yipoy. There's no separation, nor there is connection. Final halacha yud base. Hoyel vehoyel hadavar kein. Kol advarim ha'alol. Right, hakoil mashul umelitzahim. Again, David. Kamoi shenemar tehillim. Yoishay vashemayim yitzchak. God said, God is the one who sits in the heavens and laughs. Or when it says, ki asuni bavleim, that they angered me with their foolishness. Or in the positive, kasher sos Hashem v'chayoytzibahem al hakoil omru chachamim dibra toira kaloshin b'nei yadam. Toira speaks the language of men. Chenu oimed, haoisi heim machisim. Like you think they're enraging me. Not sure. Here we go. That's the end of the first chapter. Ani Hashem loishanis. Now, the ilu hoyu po'amim koyis u'po'amim sameach. God will sometimes be angry, sometimes be happy. That there'll be a change. And there, v'chol advarim ha'elu einam utzoyim elo l'gufim hu afeilim hashfalim shoychnei batei choymim. Asher ba'afer yisoydom avol hu baruch hu yisbarech v'yisroimim al kol zeh. Pedik beis will continue to speak about what we call the Maisa Merkava, but we're going to be moving on how knowing the Maisa Merkava will bring a Yid to feeling the Chayvus Alavavus of Abba and Yira. And we're going to learn more about how God's knowledge of everything he created of us is different than the way we know things. Pedek Sheni, which has 12 halachas, beginning with halacha Aleph. Says Rambam, Hokel Hanichbad Bahanoir Hazet, this glorious and awesome God. There is a mitzvah, Le'ehavoy, to love him, Uliyidimimenu, and to be in awe of him. Shenemar, as it says, V'yahavta as Hashem Aleikach, and as it says, Eis Hashem Aleikach Atira. Halacha Beis, then the question is, V'heichi Hadarechli Ahavasi V'yirase, how do we get there? So Bishah, the Rebbe points out that the Rambam mentions Chabad, Bina Chachman Dasya. When you contemplate on that which God does, that which God created, and they are so wondrous, on the flame of Agadolim, that's number one. And v'yira mehem chachmasa, you will see in them, that's chachma. You will see in them, that's the ri'iyah is connected to chachma, you will see God's chachma, which what? She'ein lo erech v'lo keitz. The more you do that, miyad hu oyev u mishabeach u mefoyer u mesave taiva gedoyla hayav das. Leida Hashem agadol. Das also means to connect to make sure that which you know in your mind becomes internalized and ultimately affects your feelings. K'mo yisho amar David, soma nafshi lalikim lekeil choy. U keshe mechashi v'advarum.
Versus Yira.
I'm sorry?
Versus Yira.
No, it says miyad hu oyev. Miyadu oyev. But okay, shemachash evadvarim ha'elu atzman. Miyadu nirta la'choyrev. Okay, shemachash means double when he continues to contemplate. Then he's going to right away recoil in awe. Ve'yira ve'yifchad. Ve'yoydeya. Shuhu, that we are beriya ketana shfala afeila imedes bedas kala mu'uta lefnei tamim deyoiz. Kama isha amar David. Ki era shemecha ma'esei etzba oisecha. The more I realized, not only that the whole Shemaim is only an action of your finger, but contrasting with us is Mo'enosh Kisiskerenu. Well, Fiyad Varma Elu. Based on these concepts, the Rambam is explaining that there isn't only the concept of knowing about God because of the Leida, but there's also the upside of learning and knowing Chabad in godliness, which is learning Pnimiyus HaTorah in order to have Avan Yira and Himavayir, Klolim Gedoylim Imaisi Rabbein Olam. Rambam is really trying to address something that he'll write himself, that we have in Ein Darshin. And even to one person, the Rashi Prak, Here the Rambam is writing two chapters, not in middle, in the beginning of the whole Sefer of Halach. Why? Because this is the only way you're going to come to love God. He's quoting a Sefri that Shemitoich Kach. So that's very important. So there is a mitzvah of Yedias Hashem. Aside of that, that's Pedig Beis, knowing God, learning about godliness will also bring you to Avanir. Look at the number. Everything is numbers. Category number one, Mehen. Aburuyim Shehem Mechubarim Migoylam Vetzura. Creations that are combinations, matter, chev is what we call gashmi, tzura is what the Rambam calls ruchni, but the type of ruchni that can go into the gashmi is different than other ruchnis that are not embodied. So those things that are a composite of goylam and tzura, they are hoivim v'nefsadim tamid. They're constantly changing to the worse, the body, not the ruach. Category number two, are beruim shehem mechubarim begoylam betzura, but aval eino mishtanim miguf leguf mitzura letzura, like the first category. But what God made stays every time the same. Keep it's the same. Elo tzurasim kavua lo oylam begolam ve'eino mishtanim kamoi elu behem. Number one, the galgalim again that are created beings. But they never change. The stars that are affixed in them, and the Rambam writes, as I'll write later, that ve'ein golmam kishad golamim beloy tzurasim kishad tzurois. Their bodies are different than ours, and therefore, since their bodies are different, the type of soul that's invested in them is also different, and the sum total will be is that they never change. And number three, yomehem beruim tzura beloy golam klal, creations that only have at Surah, they only have Ruchni, they don't have any Gashmi. And they are the Malachim. Sheh Malachim Einom Guf Ugevir. Shita Sarambam. Even a Ruchni is like a Guf. Atke Dekach, that the Rambam writes, that for example, that when you have in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, all the Malachim in the Torah, Vayera El of Avram, he says the whole thing was in a vision. So says the Rambam. Elot Surah is Nefradi Zumizum. So what separates them, we'll see, the Rambam said in Perek Aleph, if things are like, then the only thing that can separate them are bodies, some sort of body. But things that are dislike or unlike, their unlikeness separates one from the other. Or Ubal Kenofayim, or both, fiery wing, Ayakov, a fiery being. Again, it's in the prophetic vision. It's a mashal, it's a parable. To point out, even by God, it says, Ki Hashem Elokecha Eish, Oichlohu, God is a consuming fire. And God is not fire. God is the creator of fire. Ve'eino Yesh, Elo Mashal. So similarly, the Eish in reference to Malachim are not even some Ruchni Yizdike Eish Dike body. Not that. Also, Uchamay Shenemar, Oise Malacha, Ruchais. And the point is, you can't be fire and Ruach. Not fire and not ruach. These are different parables to point out how they have no weight or other characters that we are familiar with from ruach, that those are similar to something about the malach. Now, if they have no body, so here the Rambam says, hold on, what I said in Perek Aleph is not a kashe. Because there, if yalala das shenat, that they're different elikus, that will mean they're equal gods. Then they would only be separated by having a body. Here, lefisha einam shavim mitziyusam. Here, angels don't have any type of body. We're speaking even ruchni is like bodies, but they're dislike. Not only them, the lamata, huh?
It says they have body.
I know. We don't accept what the Rambam is saying. Correct. Okay. Correct. We understand that every even in the oilam asol yoinam, every being has oid and a keli. The only place where you don't have real kelim is the Ein Sof and Shem Havaya, which the words of the Rebbe Rashab is that the kelim of Shem Havaya come from the oid themselves. Let's go back. For who matzoi mikoy chayzeh l'maylam izeh. Another point about Malachim is that whenever you have different ruchnis, dika energies, one causes the other. The higher brings about the lower. We call that in Chassidus ila ba'olam. V'hakoyel nimtzoi mikoy chayzeh l'akadosh baruch hu betubayi. In other words, because above the one who was high, is a watcher. And above that one, even higher. That's the different levels. And the zeh, the halacha above, zeh she'amarnu, so when we say, l'mata mimalosi shel chavedai, that one is under the level of the other, under, don't think about space. L'mata doesn't mean under in makon. Einoi malos makon. It's not in the spatial sense. Like two people, one is sitting above the other. When you have two chachamim and you say that echad is gadol mechavede mechachma, shulamayla mimalosei shalzeh. Gadol doesn't mean he's bigger, doesn't mean he's higher. Means his chachma is greater. Right? Beila, when it comes to any cause and effect, the ila is greater than the effect because it came prior to it. Halacha Zayin Shinoi Shmois Hamalachim Al Shei Ma'alosamu. Every name reflects a whole category of one Ruchni Yizdika level, and different Malachim, different categories, means the ones are greater than the others. Ulafikach Nekroyim, and the Rambam is going to go through the ten names of Malachim.
Say greater instead of
distinct, more different. That's exactly what greater means. Higher.
Distinct.
Less God. Godly light underwent less tzimtzumim to create those malach. So they reflect a deeper truth of God. Chayas HaKoydesh, Ve'im L'maylum and HaKoyl. Chayas, ah. Next one, underneath is called Eifanim. The underneath it is called Ereilim. Underneath it you have Chashmalim, Usrafim, Umalachim. Here you say Elohim. Whenever you're not referring to God or to godliness, like just like by judges, right, we had that homachloikas in the Gemara. Elohim loisikalal or Elohim loisikalal. Elohim is on judges. Elohim is on Allah. It's not God. It's a creation of God. Ubnei Elohim. Maybe here it's bnei Elohim. Ukruvim, and the lowest level is called Ishim. Says Rambam kol elu asara Hashem shenikru behem amalachim al shem eser milus shalahenim. Umayla shein lamayla mimeno elo milus okel baruchu himaylas atzura. And sort of something ruchni that's called chayas. What's greater than chayas? Already the ein sof. Ulefikach nemar banavua that the chayas hakodesh were underneath the kisei hakavod. Kisei we know is midas hamalchus, exactly bediuk. And then umaylas asiris. Asiris means the lowest of the ten. Umaylas atzura that's called ishim. And behem hamalachim hamadabrim imanavim. These are the angels that are nidim lehem b'mara hanavua. And that's where they're called Ishim. Ishim is Meloshin Ish, right men. Shemalasim Kreva, Lamailas Dasmani Yodim. Kreva means near, but they're great. Halachaches, Chol Hatsurei So'elu. All of these levels of Malachim are Chayim, Umakirim, Es Haboire, Vyoidim Oisadea Gedoyla Adlama Oid. Kol Tsura Vatsura, Lafi Malasa, Veloy Lafi, the greatness of God. God has one truth. Elama, how much of the godly of God do you know? The ones who know more are called greater. The ones who are able to be makin on your day on a lower level, they are lower. Throne is what we call in Hasidus Malchus of Atzilus. So we are beginning in Olam HaBriya, Pikabo. And that's exactly where Malachim begin. In Briya and in Yetzirah. The Malachim that are primarily connected to Chachma Bina and Das, they are in Bria, and the Malachim connected to emotions are in Yitzira. Even though there are Ne'etzolim in the world of Atzilus, but the L'chayri is speaking about Malachim, not about Ne'etzolim. That's the point. Now, Afilu Ma'ilo Harishaynon, Eina Yechayla Lahasek Amita Sabayra, Kamoy Shehu. Even the Malachim that we call Chayas HaKoydesh don't know Ela Data Ketzono Lahasek V'leida. Avol, Masegas viyedas yoisme masha masegas viyedas tzura shalamata minenu. Ki chol mailo mailo. Ad mailo asiris. Which is, we're going down now. Mil mailo lamato. Gam hi yedas haboyda deya. Even the lowest level, which we call ishim, she'en koyech b'nei olam ha-mechubarim mi-goylam v'tzura. The very fact that we are a composite of goylam and tzura, we are unable yochal ha-hasik v'lei da kamois. V'hakoyl einom yoidim haboyda kamoishu hu yedeya atzmai. Nekudah.
Can you say this is how we're greater than angels? Because it tells us, if you know God, then you'll get.
Right? So David is adding that when Moshe Rabbeinu was gifted with the higher level of Das, then we can become even greater than angels. We're greater than angels by the very fact that we are malach. We're greater than angels by the very fact that we do mitzvahs. But correct. Could be as a gift, a person can grasp a level which is even greater than malach. Could be. Halacha tes. Kol hanimtzoyim. All existent beings other than the creator. Meaning, mi tzura harashoyna. The highest level, ad yatush, katan, shiyah, betabur, it's all the way down to the small mosquito that's in the depths of the earth. That's Miami. Hakoil mikoyach amitosai nimsu. That's the point. Everything comes into existence. And again, in existence, not in the past tense, in the present tense. That's the real hashgacha pratis. Hashem is recreating everything, every moment. And now here's the key. The Rambam goes into how Hashem knows the creation. So guys, let me say what it's not. There's me and there's you and I can know you. God doesn't know us by knowing something outside of him. We are kaviyachol out. God knows himself. And since we all are an effect of God being the cause, so self-knowledge automatically includes knowing everything that exists. And self-knowledge of God is not the way we know ourselves. Hashem has a much greater level of self-knowledge. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, in other words, we're going malmata lamayla. First, Hashem doesn't know things outside of him. Hashem knows him. And we are made from him, so when he knows him, he knows us. And then he'll speak about he doesn't know him the way we know ourselves. God knows himself. That self-knowledge includes and nothing is concealed from him. Even like he said, the Yatush Katan Shiva Tabor Aris. Yut HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makir Amitri V'Yedeya Oysa Kamoy Shehi. Now we're speaking about God's self-knowledge. Ve'eino Yedeya B'deya Shehi Michutz Mimenu Kamoy She'enu Yodim. Because She'en Onu B'dateinu Echot. We and our knowledge are not the same. So there's the I. There is, I have a koyach of knowing things. And then there's the thing that is known. So the eye takes my tool of knowing things. It chops that which is known. So there's really three things going on that unite, but that's three becoming one. That's not God. God is one, pure one. Avol habayde yizbarach hu v'datoi v'chayov echad mikol tzadu pino u'bechol darachichu. Furthermore, says the Rambam, shilmo lehoyachai b'chayim. If God were to live his life, right, the way we normally understand things, I am alive. See, there's me and my life. It's two separate things. Not by God. God is called a living God. We say we are alive when we're alive. And if God would be v'yodeya b'deya chutz mimeno, it would be him knowing that which is outside of him. If that would have been the case, says the Rambam, God's life is also God. So if there's God and God's life, then you have two gods. Hayasham Elikus Harbe, which would have been who and his life and his das, but the ain't another king. Again, the Yichud Hashem means the Ella Echad Mikol Tzadu Mikol Pina Bechol Derech Yichud. So Nimsos Ato Eimer, these are the words the Alter Rebbe quotes in Perek Beis and later in Tanya, Hu Hayoideya, Hu Hayodua, Hu Adeya Atzma, Hakoil Echad. And just to point out that the Alter Rebbe writes in Perek Beis and the Haggah, that this is speaking about the level of Atzilus. Higher than Atzilus, you can't even say these words, can't even define God as with us at all. Or to say it as the Alter Rebbe says, that the Rambam is, when he says, even the level of that's called Yichud HaTato. That's not Yichud HaYiloh. The davar zeh, Yichud HaTato, ain koyach hapeh lo amrei. That's why, for example, in Parshas Mikes it says by the life of Paray, or we never have that when it comes to God. The life of Paray means there's Paray and there's his life. We call God the living God, never by the life of God. Because we can, because by everything else that God created, there's the thing and the life that they have. God is one. Him and his life is one. We don't say Chai Hashem. You have to know how to teach. We say Chai Hashem. And it's not by the life of God, but by the living God. That's completely different. He doesn't know it because he knows what's outside of him. He knows them because, like we mentioned, he knows himself. And it's more than that. His knowledge of himself is a whole different type of self-knowledge. Since everything is dependent on him, so when you know yourself, you know everything that it brings into being. Yud alav udvarim elu shamarnu beinyan ze b'shnei prakam elu. It's kama kipa min hayam heim mimashet zorech levar beinyan ze. It's like a drop in the sea. It's interesting to point out that the Rambam, after concluding the next two chapters, which is what we will call Maisa Bereishis, writes something similar but not the same. He says it's kemar midli. It's like a drop of water in a bucket. And there's a big difference between a drop in a bucket, between a drop in the sea. In other words, it's a much, Maisa Merkava is a whole greater level of godliness, and theoretically, Maim is Maim Ein Lahem Soif. So it's a drop of something that is from Ein Soif. Ubir Koli Kodim Shebishnei Perakam Elo Hu Hanikra Maisa Merkava Halacha Yud Beis, the final halacha. Now, says that Rambam Tzivu Chachamim Harishonim Shaloi Lidrash B'dvarim Elo Elo Le'ish Echad Bilvat. Even that person should be chacham meivim bedate. And v'charkach, you don't give him all the details. Moisim loy only the Rashi Parak. Umaydi and I say shemetz min adava. Who meivim bedate v'idea soiv hadava ba'amkay. So it's amazing. So the Rambam is writing that tzivah chacham marashayim not to teach it. And how does the Rambam open up a sefer by teaching it? True, the Rambam only taught the Rashi Parakim ketipa min ayam, but that was not something given over. So just like we find later, another couple of hundreds of years, that Arizal says that muter u'mitzvah l'galui zoi sachachma. That's why the Rambam, even prior to the Arizal, especially since there is a mitzvah l'das, on top of that, avin yira can only be gotten when you have better chabad, understanding in God. The more you'll understand, the more you'll love and be in awe. And not the way that Rebbe writes that when the Arizal later said mitzvah, muter o mitzvah, it's not only because al derech eis lasis l'sham efeiru teresecha. There is that aspect. Something that was not allowed to be revealed, needed to be revealed. We need that. It's more than that. In a positive, as a hachana for bias Mashiach, there has to be a greater understanding of this. And the Rambam establishes that the parts of the Maisim Merkava that are included here, as well as the next two Purakim, is the beginning of all of Torah. And the Rambam is writing a Sefer Halach. So there is a balance. On one hand, Tzivur Chachamim Rishonim, and on the other hand, the Rambam Dafka begins with these Rashi Parakim. But we should know that Dvarim Elo, Dvarim Amukim Heim Ad L'Moed. V'ein Kol Das V'Dasru U'yal L'Soiv Lam. We don't have enough knowledge necessary to appreciate this. We can live our whole lives reading slowly the Rambam over here, the first of Parakim. V'aleim Amar Shlemi V'Chachmasi Derech Mashal. That when it says that Kivasim Lilevushacham, that lamb should be your clothing, meaning secrets. It's a play of words. They should be for you, meaning something that you keep to yourself. Again, to appreciate what the Rambam is really writing, ain lecha rabim gedoyla than printing something. Now, prior to that, Izal, this was the most that we were obligated to learn. And you have written over here more than you have in Chagiga. And then when the Arizal wrote that Mutteru Mitzvah Lagali, so it's a now it's a mitzvah to learn the expounded version of these two parakim, which is as we have in Hasidus in general, and specifically in Hasidus Chabad. Let's move on to Perek Shlishi. Perek Shlishi is the first of the two parakim, which we will call Maisa Bereishis. Like we just mentioned, the Rambam is going to write at the end that this is Kemar Midli. So we are speaking about a level of godliness that's closer and more comprehensible. And the Rambam is going to begin in this chapter to speak about what the Gemara calls the Turekian. The Rambam understands the Rikim to be a general word used for the Galgalim, and the Rambam is going to go into greater detail again from the times of the Gemara until the Rambam, instead of calling it the Turekim, he's going to begin with the Galgalim. And I know that we have even in the Gemara the Sheva Rikim, but the Rambam has another way of wording it. So he's speaking about Galgalim are either called Shamayim, other times called Rakia, he's giving four names, or called Zavul, or called Aravis. And look in Chagiga and you'll see that really when it comes to, again, the Gemara speaks about the seven heavens, there's three other words. The Rambam is going to speak about Galgalim. Galgalim again means that right outside the atmosphere, what you would call outer space, is not a place where there is nothing. It's not an absence of existence. There is a different type of existence that is transparent and it has no color and it has no weight and it has no smell, but it's a being. And it's an intelligent being. And there are many layers of Galgalim, one directly wrapped around the other. So the Rambam begins with the four names. And then he writes, and really you have Teshal Galgalim. And we're going to have later in this chapter, there are 18 Galgalim. In other words, it's like an onion that has many peels and layers. So there's more general categories. He's beginning with the four, Shamayim, Rakiya, Zavul, and Aravis. Then he's going that if you want to break it down more, there are nine. And he's going now, Dafke, Milmato Lamaila. Another thing about Maisim Merkava, even when he spoke about in the last chapter, the Malachim, the Rambam, the Seder of the Rambam wants to go, Milmato Lamaila, Chayis HaKoydesh, Tala Ishim. Now, he's beginning, Milmato Lamaila. And I want you to know that if I'm not mistaken, in other places, in the Gemara, we go Milmaila Lamata even over here. But the Gevaldikite of going Milmaila Lamata means it's closer to our comprehension. It's like knowing God by going first to Mamali and then going to Soiviv and then coming to Atzmus. And if you begin with complete Bittel Tzadikim, you go Milmaila Lamata. But we're beginning from low. The Galgal, this place, in English, he translated this as a sphere. But it's this whole place in the heavens that 360 surround the world. The Galgal that's the closest to us is called the Galgal HaYerech. He's in the Galgal, God fixed the Yerech. V'ashen shalomayla menu Galgal Shavaya Koichav Adikra Koichav is Mercury. Galgal Ashli Shemayla menu Shavay Noiga Yaakov, what's Noiga? Venus. Galgal Revi Shavay Chama, the sun. The fifth Galgal above it is called Madim, the famous Mars. Galgal Ashishi Shavay Koichav called Tzedek, Jupiter. Galgal Ashvi Shavay Shapsai, Saturn, Shabbos. Now, the Galgal Ashmini, which is so much vaster than the first seven, is taka, it's a one Galgal, even though it's many, many, but we're giving it, we're putting everything else in the Galgal called the eighth Galgal. Shaboy Sha'ar Kol HaKeichovim Shaninim Barakiyam. Now, if the Galgal Ashmini includes all the way to the edges of this amazing universe that God Almighty created, and beyond that, there are no more stars, but we have a Galgalachi. And Chavit, this is a very thing, a important thing to understand, that by us, we are taught that when we look up, so to say, to the Galgalachi, what we need to do is we need to take all of the stars from all of the lower Galgalim, and we have to, in our minds, project it into the Galgalachi.
What's that chi?
The ninth Galgal. This is a whole theme we have in Chassidus of Kamayim, Alpanim, Alpanim. One of the Moshe's Chassidus is looking into a mirror, so to say, being Ein Soif. But when we do our avoida and we, so to say, bring it back to God, and then it reflects back to us, so we bring down into the world a whole new level of Ein Sof that was not there prior. It's like when you see your reflection in the mirror, what are you seeing? A thing or a non-thing? And there's a perfect mixture between a non-thing and a thing. But there's this concept of projecting things upwards. And that, we project it in the ninth Galgal. Now that, what does the Galgal do? If there's no Kechavit, so other Galgalim hold the stars. What does the ninth Galgal do? That Galgal is what God is using to turn. And when the ninth Galgal turns, everything in it turns as well, even though every Galgal has its own independent movement. Hu ha-Galgal ha-Choyzel v'chol yoyim. And it's moving in a direction of east to west. And really we know the Galgal Achi is not moving 360 degrees. The Galgal Achi is moving 361 degrees every day. 361 degrees every day, more than a full circle. Since the sun goes in the opposite direction, be'erach, one galga, 1 degree, so that's why it looks to us like in every 24 hours, the sun is back on top of yet. Now, you look up, and we don't see these nine galgalim. That's because the galgalim themselves are tohoidim, they are pure, v'zakin, they are refined. Like what? Like see-through glass or like see-through sapphire. Sometimes something which is way higher can look even lower. Bates, kol galgal galgal mishmein al galgalam shemein kechad. It's not only nine. Really, nechlak galgalam harbe. One outside and encompassing the other. Zelamaylo mizeh, like the peels of an onion. Mehem galgalam soyvim memayzeh mimayrif lemizeh. Every galgal has its own independent movement at the same time that it's being influenced by the movement above it. The outer influences the under. Ilo'a govar, over here.
What is the idea of movement?
Well, I should have brought it out. I have in my office, my galgalim will use my kiddush achoich. Umehem, shoyevim mimizrach lamayrev, kamei galgal achi, achoizim mimizrach lamayrev. Every galgal has its own. So imagine if the galgal achi is going from east to west, and the galgal itself, this little galgal underneath it, this smaller galgal, is moving in the same direction, it's going to get even further ahead. It's like if you're walking up on an escalator. So you're not stuck to it. You can walk up or walk down on the escalator, but the escalator's movement is affecting you. So if the escalator is going down and you're right and going down, you'll get to the floor even quicker. If you're going in the opposite direction, but if you're going slower than the escalator going down, so then you're delaying, hitting rock bottom. But kulam ein b'nei makom pani. Here the emphasis is that there's no vacuum in between the galgalim. Gimel kol hagalgalim einam loikalim loikavedim. They're not light. They're not heavy. Ein lohem loiayin oidim. They have no color, so they don't have the color red. Ah, loi. See, the first color is red. Loiayin shachar. Loi shad einoyz. Zesh anu roim oisim ke ein chelus. When you look up. So it looks like, by the way, this the atmosphere, which is what's blue, is not even the galgal. But the blueness in the sky is only lamara sa'ayin bilvad. Because of the height of the atmosphere, to you, it looks like it's, right, the reflecting the color, really, al pi kabbal, it's the color of chachma, color of tcheilz. Dalet. Kol hagalgalim Yaakov ha'elo hamakifin ha'soilam. All of these galgalim heim agulim. They are rounded like kikadu, like a ball. And v'ha'aretz tuluya be'emtza. Not only beruchnius in concept, because nasava kodesh baruch hu here, but that's the way Hashem placed it. The earth is in the center. The yesh lemixas menakichavim galgalim ketanim she'enim kavuim lahem. Some of the stars are not fixed around the world. In other words, there are many movements that are not going around the world. They're going around another planet. Even though the earth is in the center of it all, but it doesn't mean that every single star is going around the world. No. Ela galgal katan, she'ena makif kavua begalgal gadol hamakif. Hey, mispar kol galgalam hamakif nesu'olam. What did we learn before? Again, the Rambam begins with four, right? Shemaim, Rokia, Zvul, and Aravis. And I want to make it clear that this is also going melmato lemailo, you know, from the Gemara. Because the highest heaven is called Arabs. Then the Rambam goes into the Tisha Galgalim. Here he's already up to 18. 18. And Omispar Hagalgalim Aketanim that doesn't go around the world is Shmoina. Umahalach Hakechavim V'yediyas Shir Sivivasim B'chol Yoyim B'chol Shah. Uminitiyasim Miruach Dorim L'ruach Tzafim. Or Miruach Tzafim L'ruach Dorim. And umi govern mi al aretz ukrevasam, from knowing the movements of the heavenly bodies, yivada mispar kol elu hagalgalim v'tzurus elichasim v'rechakafasam. It's possible to know the number of all of these spheres. It's possible to know the manner in which they proceed. And that knowledge is called chachmas cheshbein, and the tkufais and the mazolais, usfarim rabim chibru bahen. Chachma Yavin, as the Rambam writes later, that this Chachma was given to Moshe, like all the other Chachma, that was primarily studied by Bnei Yisachar, and because of Golos, at time, there was a period of time that we lost of some of our knowledge, but since prior to that, we taught it to the world, so then we went back to our Talmidim, and we learned some of what they heard from us. Halacha Vav, Galgal Achi, Shumake Vesakoyel, and this ninth Galgal, in which there are no Kechavim. So now we're speaking not about its depth, but now we're focusing on its circumference. That we divided the circumference, we use the word 360 degrees. That's a chosen number. And because all of the cheshbonos that we have to make, when you start out with 360, it's the easiest number to start out with. Here we're going to focus on the fact that we divided into 12, not into 360. That means every chelek will be what we call 30 degrees. And from our perspective, looking up, when we project all of the kechavim and the galgal achi, everyone has an it, had in it, this man hamabul. When you look at the sum total of all of the stars, one on top of the other, making them as if it's just two-dimensional, it gave a certain image. And every area is what we call a mazel. Galgalachi shumakev esakoyl. Chalku chachomim hakadmoinim l'shneim asar chalokim. The earlier chachomim divided it into 12 sections. Kol chelik v'chelik helu l'shem. And they gave to every, what we call 30 degrees, a name. Why did they give it a name? Based on what? Al shem tzura zu shetiro boi minak yechavim shalamata mimenu. Because when you're looking, either if you're standing on the Gagalachi and you're looking down, so when they see the earth, you're going to see it through that image. Or when you're here and you look up, you saw a certain image. And Vehein Hamazolos, that is what we refer to when we speak about the Mazolos. And their names are Tle, right? The lamb. What are the
lamb?
I'm going to call it by the names of Eden. Good. Shoid, the ox. Toimim, twins. Sartan is a crab. Right, there was no cancer then. Aryeh, they didn't know of it. Lion, the psula, aversion. Moisnaim are scales, which is in the month of Tishrei. Akrav, the scorpion. Keshes, the bow. Gedi, the goat. Deli, the bucket. And Dagim, fish alach, Olashan Abim, which is Taka Y. We have two others, right? The only mazel whose name is in the plural. Zion, what are the goyim? I can't even pronounce it. Pikes, Pikes.
Pisces.
Pisces, then he's left. Okay, Zayn. Galgalachi Atzmai, Einba. This is important. Loi Chaluka, there is no division there. There's no division there. There's no image there. Veloi Tzurme Kol Tzuras Eilu. Veloi, there isn't even a single star in the area that we call the Galgalachi. Ela b'chibur ha-kechavim shebe-galgal ha-shmini hu she-yera'e b'kechavim ha-gadoilim shebe-galgal. Because the small stars we don't even see was when you take everything that's underneath the Galgalachi. And you see, you're looking up, so you're seeing many layers. But to you, it looks like they're all, you know, more or less on the same alignment. When you put it out there, then Tavnas Atzura Sa'elu Oy Karoiv Mehem. Now, says the Rambam, Ve'elu Hashteim Esnei Tzurois, Loi Hoyum Mechuvanis Kenegad Oysa Machalakim. When these images, it looks like a lamb, right? It looks like this, it looks like Toimim. It only really looked that way, Bizman Hamavu. It was in that generation that the Chachamim HaKadmonim gave names to the Mazolos. Avol b'zman hazeh, kfar sababu ma'at, there's already a slight disalignment. Why is that? We just mentioned that the sun moves every day relative to the Mazolos 1 degree. We'll go more than in Kiddush HaChodesh. There are other Koychavim that they move much slower. It takes them 70 years to move 1 degree. Say that, but after hundreds or thousands of years, they moved enough that it doesn't create that picture anymore.
Rabbi,
yes.
Is he saying that originally the stars actually appeared like these forms, whatever it was, like a fish or a?
Not even original. Not even when God made the world, Bizman Hamabul, which is in year 1,500 plus. Bizman Hamabul. That's when you were standing here, not in the city with city lights, but you looked up, your mamash saw that image. Truth is, even now, when you look up to the stars and you just see little dots, if someone shows you an image, look, if you go here, you're stuck with that image forever. That's mamash what the modern psychology is. They take all of the things that happened in the past, dots, and they connect it the way they want. Ah, this happened. And once they did that, boom, you're stuck under that.
But that's here we're saying there's a certain truth to it, though.
God can... It influences the world when he does it through the Seder Ishtal Shalos. So he goes through the Krechas HaMalachim, first through the Sfiris, through the Malachim, then it comes down through the Mazolis, then it comes down here in the world. It's all God's doing, but these are the channels that God made. Yeah.
Is there a source of these
Mazolis
being connected to time?
Sure, and Sefer Yetzirah. Sefer Yetzirah connects the influence that every Mazel has. You even have in the Gemara, Meshavis, we speak more about the Mazolis of the days, if you remember. But you have in Sefer Yetzirah, sure, a pedic for the mazals. Lefisher kolak yichavim shabagalgal shmini kulam soyvim kamei Hashem shviyareich elo shehei soyvim bechvedus. Chvedus doesn't mean they're heavy. It's as if they're heavy. Heavy means they're walking slowly, and therefore the chelik sheyahalach Hashem shviyareich shkenegdo b'yom echad. What takes 1 day for the sun, and by the way, the sun and the moon are not bechal traveling on the same speed. Like we mentioned, the sun is traveling 1 degree a year. Now, the sun is traveling 1 degree a day. Slicha, 1 degree a day. The moon is traveling 13 degrees a day. They are separated by 10 degrees a day, 12 degrees a day. That's why it takes 30 days. Be'erach, 30 days, you have a 360. But Yelech Kenega Kol Teichav Ve'am Bekeidav Mishivim Shana. Notice, right now, it's not the same alignment. Halachiches, Kol HaKichavim HaMirim. Yesh Rem Kichavim Ketanim, Sheha'aretz Gedoyla Me'echod Me'am. Yesh Kichavim Gedoylim, that are much bigger than the world many, many times. Now, this is what we know from God Almighty. That the Ha'aretz, Gedoyla Min HaYoreach, K'moy Arboyim Po'amim. I know that today, God gave mankind enough wisdom to measure it. Imagine, these are statements of Chazal that was unknowable. We knew that what? That the earth is greater than the moon 40 times. The Shemesh is greater than the earth 170 times. Rabbi Yalos wrote a letter to the Rebbe that now from science, they are saying that the sun is 800,000 times greater than the earth. How does it fit with the Rambam? The Rebbe says it fits exactly. And he makes the mathematical cheshbon that what science is referring to, kamus, or the Rebbe calls it volume, the Rambam is dafka speaking about diameter, and it's exactly that. It's really not exactly. It's kuf samach zayin with a little bit. They know exactly. It's bidiyuk this. The Rambam approximates a lot, but it's very close to this.
Nimsa hay 110. They say not 110 times bigger than Earth.
No. It's not true, because so what Kaven is pointing out is that the Rebbe addresses it in the letter, is that there are many layers to the outer sun when you speak in diameter. And what science is measuring is what we call the core of the sun. And we include in the sun even some of the flares that go out. And it's exactly that. And by the way, it changes with time. It's not exact. Okay. Nimso, but not exact means it's like 167, 168, 170, 171. But the Rambam rounds it off.
And the moon also works.
Exactly. Bidiyuk in diameter. The Rambam speaking about diameter. Nimso, ayreach echad mishashas alof mushmane meyos min hashemesh bekeidu. The Rambam likes numbers. The moon is approximately 1/6800 of the diameter of the sun. Now, this is a fact that the eight b'chol akichavim koicha gadol min hashemesh in diameter there isn't. You know who can make the statement? The Creator. Only Torah can make the statement. V'leikotan, there's no planet which has a diameter smaller than koichav, which is Mercury, which is in the second galgal, above the galgal of the moon. Tess. Uwah, we gotta move. Kol akichav magalgalim. Chevra, fasten your seatbelts. Listen to Torah's emes. However you interpret it. So there's a machlokes how to interpret it. Let's read what the Rambam writes kipshute. That all of the kichavim and the galgalim, kulam balei nefesh v'deyav ahaskal hein. They possess a soul, they possess knowledge, and they possess intellect. V'heim chayim v'oimdim v'makirim esmi sh'oyav v'oyoylam. Actually, the way Hasidus emphasizes is that what is motivating their movement, their knowledge of God is so awesome that they feel that they need to bow down to God. And since Shechinta b'marava, so they're moving towards the west. Kol echad ve'echad lefi gadloi lefi malosei mishapchem umfa'arem liyoytzim kamo yamalach. Just like they know God. Is there intelligent life out there? Absolutely. All of the kechavim and mazolis. Kach makirim es atzman. They also have self-knowledge. They're self-aware. Umakirim es amalachim shalamayla mehem. V'das like kechavim ha-gagala mu'ut amidas amalachim. Comparing it to what we learned in the previous chapter. And on the other hand, even the das of the kechavim and the gagalam are greater than the wisdom and the knowledge possessed by mankind.
Including the earth?
Not the earth. Now we're beginning already intro to the next chapter. Let's get moving. Halacha Yud. A new thing. The moment you go under the sphere of the moon, that means when you begin to enter the highest atmosphere, there is a goylam echad. Goylam echad, guys, means taich. There is a certain type of matter. Let me tell you how Hasidus refers to this, borrowing the Greek term. There's the koyach hayuli. That's what we're talking about. She'enom kegoylam agalgalam. It's no longer like the Goylam of the Galgalam, which we already said is transparent and there's no color. Changes. And by the way, when you go through it, that's when everything gets burnt up. Ubara arba tsura isla goylam zem. And God created four forms, right? Which each one marries this type of matter. And ve'enum katsura sa galgalam. And this is the intro. And the Rebbe speaks about how going back to the Yudke Bafke, that since Yudke Bafke, even faket daf, even the physical is created. The koyach of creating yesh miyayin comes from the shem havaya Shem Havaya has four oisiyas. That's why you have in nature the four different types of tzurais. Now, each tzura, each form, gets mixed with the same koyach hayuli, and the result is what we call the four yesidas. The nikbar called tzura, but tzura makes us goylam zem, tzura deshayna, tzura seish. What's tzura seish, guys? Tzura seish that we know is a composite of this type of matter. There's one type of matter that is mixed with chevre, with the tzura, and from together you have what we call the gufa eish. Similarly, tzura shniya, tzura saruach, mischavre memiktsas, viniya mishneem, gufa ruach. Tzura sashlishis, tzura samayim, which is mischavre memiktsas, viniya mishneem, gufa mayim. Tzura revis, tzura saaretz, mischavre memiktsas, viniya mishneem, gufa aretz. Nimtza comes out that lamata min arakia, the moment you go down from the lowest heaven, right? Means once you enter what we call the atmosphere, the arba'a gufim mecholakim zelam ayilam is that there are four different types of matter. The Rebbe writes letters where now when we break down the atom, the four parts to the atom are mamish, they are expressions of these four. Let's go again. There's no empty space. That's why when you're coming from out there to down here, what happens? You get burnt up because you have to go through this age. Final halacha yudalof says the Rambam arba'a gufay so elam elam bali nefesh, right? They don't possess a soul. They ain't no yoidim, beloy makirim. They are gufim meisim. They're like dead bodies. And that's, however, here God implanted in them a certain nature. It's coming. It has a certain inclination that it is not aware of. But the higher galgalim are moving because of their motivation. Here it says our nature, an inclination. That's a sounds like they're praising God, right? It doesn't pay to cheat. It sounds like they have consciousness. So the Rambam says, no, it's not that they have consciousness. That we should praise God when we observe God's nature, God's creation, that we praise God, Shatiru, that we see God's gevura indented, engraved. So we should observe nature, and we therefore come out to praise God from the fire and from the hail, etc. Have a lot more to be continued. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
like a philosophy course in college.
Beautiful, beautiful.